Now, I want to entitle this short message for the next couple of minutes. I want to entitle this short message, The Unique Missions Giving of the Church in Philippi. The Philippian church, their giving was unique. Everybody say unique. The giving was extraordinary. Okay? And Jesus said in Luke the 6th chapter verse 38, Jesus said, give and it'll be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured to you. If there's a church that practices this, it is the Philippian church. Now, what is the purpose of this message? I'd like to share with you four dynamics of their giving. You know, four dynamics. Their giving was so unique, they had four dynamic aspects towards the giving. Jesus also told the disciples in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 8, go cast out the demon, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and he's raised the dead, freely receive, freely give. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Okay, these are the four uniqueness of their giving. You know, say uniqueness. They stood out in their giving. Number one, they gave out of their need. I'll tell you later. They gave out of their needs. Their sacrificial giving became a blessing to Paul, the missionary, and pleasing to God. What an awesome thing is that. Okay? Number three, their giving abounded to their account. You know, when they gave, God multiplied their account. Okay? Finally, they inherited a lifetime promise from God. It's a generational promise. Say generational promise. From Paul's time, right now, to Benedict's time, and Derek's time, and Jeff's time, and all our time, this promise is applicable. Can somebody say amen, please? Before I get into the message, I'd like to show you a short missions video. This is where all your prayers and all your giving and all your probably all your waiting has gone to. Okay? Come, let's see. Timor-Leste. We're still supporting them. This is our Orang Asli, many kampungs. This is Slim River, Orang Asli too. This is land dwelling Orang Aslis. The other one is seafaring. Pastor Aru. This is our Rohingya ministry. All our heroes are there. This is our prayer tower. If you have not gone, you must go. This is Dala, Myanmar. Huh? That's a building, opening ceremony. Thank you. Come on, let's give Jesus glory. Whoa! This missions giving, we want to focus very much on Transformation Alliance. And Transformation Alliance has got missions overseas as well as in Sabah and Sarawak. Okay, let's look at this four uniqueness of their giving. Number one, they gave out of their need. Everybody say need. Philippians chapter 4 verse 10. Paul says this. Okay, let me just go up here. Paul says this. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished. At last. Why? At last care for you has flourished. Why? Again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Say lack opportunity. They lack opportunity not because there were no banking facilities. They lacked opportunity not because there was no missionary going to visit Paul. They lacked opportunity not because they could not find way to send their support. You know why they lacked opportunity? They themselves did not have enough. Turn around and tell somebody, not enough. Come on, are you here with me? Okay, so they themselves were not in a position to give. But you know what? There came a point they braved themselves up and started to give out of their need. Now, what does that mean? Let me turn your attention to 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses 13 through 16. Focus here, please. Now, Elijah, during a great famine, was sent to a place called Zarephath. Now, so that Elijah can find food and water. You know who God sent to? God sent Elijah to a widow. And if you read the scripture, the widow with a son, they were in a suicide missions. They were not Al-Qaeda, okay? But you know what they've decided? We just have enough flour and oil for my, just bake enough bread for my son and myself. After that, we will eat and we will just lie down and go to sleep and die. Okay, that's a good way, right? No. Now, why did God send Elijah to a widow? Because God uses our need to bless us. Come on, put your hands together, give Jesus the glory. God also uses our abundance, but very much God used Elijah in the widow situation to break her financial bondage of poverty. And the Bible tells us when Elijah saw her, she said, could you please go and get a cup of water while the scripture is rolling? And then she went to get a cup of water. Then he calls her and says, look, together with the water, can you bring a bread for me too? And then she said, my flour is running out. My oil is running out. We don't have anything for you except for my son and me. But you know what Elijah said? Go and do as I said. Surely, look at this. Surely the flour and oil will not dry up until the famine is over. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Amen. And God used the very need of this widow to bless her. Are you here with me? Come on. What you think is not enough, when it's given to God, it becomes more than enough. Put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. That's what happened. They gave out of their need. And all those who are reading the Bible, you will notice there was never mentioned again there was a need in the Philippian church. Heal forever. Say heal forever. Number two, what's happening, man? Number two, look at this. They gave out of their need. Say they gave out of the need. When they gave out of the need, their sacrificial giving became a blessing to Paul. Of course, Material. Everyone say material. But you know what? Beyond that material blessing of Paul, you know what? That giving became pleasing to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Many of us think it is faith that pleases God. But more than faith, your giving pleases God. Pleases God. Not any abundant giving, you know, but giving out of your need. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 18. Philippians chapter 4, verse 18. Paul says this. Is the slide up there? And he says, indeed, I stand here better. Indeed, I have all and abound, a very contented man. And Paul was not a shopaholic. Paul was not materialistic, okay? I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you. Wow, look at that. What was given out of need, what was given sacrificially, it turned out. Say, turn out. Come on, everybody do this. Huh? It's like churning of the milk. It turned out to be, number one, a sweet-smelling aroma. Huh? You think of durian is aroma? Durian don't even touch the sky. But this one broke through the clouds and went to the throne room of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Number two, it became an acceptable sacrifice. Say acceptable sacrifice. God accepted Marila Lailale. He took it. And number three, it became pleasing to God. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Number one, let's examine. They gave out of their need. I have to pay this. I have to give that. Howla, howla, howla. Their howla giving. You know what happened? Number one, became a sweet smelling aroma to God. In the Old Testament, the word sweet smelling aroma is not just related to the burning of the sacrifice, but the smell signifies worship. Come on, say worship. It's a worship to God. Likewise, when you give out of your need, what happens? You become a worship towards God. Your giving, especially your giving. Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 1 says, I urge you, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a holy living sacrifice, which is a worship to God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. What they gave out of their need became a sweet-smelling aroma. Number two, an acceptable sacrifice. Say an acceptable sacrifice. God honored the sacrifice. They gave out of the need. They say it's little, but God honored that. Come on, somebody say amen, please. God honored their sacrifice. In Genesis, give me yes, please. In Genesis chapter 4, there were two people who brought sacrifices. Number one, who? Easy to remember, children. Cain. Cain brought a sacrifice to God, and God did not respect the sacrifice. He did not accept the sacrifice. Did not honor the sacrifice. On the other hand, his brother Abel brought a sacrifice in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 4. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of the fat, and the Lord respected. Say respected. Come on, say respected. God respected the offering. What the Philippian church gave out of sacrifice, number one, it was a sweet-smelling aroma. Number two, it was what? Come on, it was acceptable to God. Everybody say acceptable. Okay, number three, you know what they gave out of the need, the sacrifice, though it was their sacrifice, but God looks at it and says, it's well-pleasing to God. Say well-pleasing to God. God's heart was delighted. Say delighted. Tuhan bersyukur cita dengan pemberian mereka. God was excited in their giving. And the Bible says this. Come on. You know what the Bible tells us? In Psalms 37 verse 23, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and the Lord delights in his ways. Look at this. Come on, are you here with me? Number one, they gave out of their need. Number two, their sacrificial giving became a blessing to Paul and a pleasing to God. Number three, their giving, say their giving, abounded to their account. Okay? Now look at what Paul says. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 17. You know what Paul says? Not that I seek the give. Okay? I'm happy that you're giving. I'm happy that you're concerned for me. I'm happy you're trying to meet my need. But I want you to know, in the heart of my heart, I'm not seeking your give, but I see beyond your giving. It says, I seek the fruit. Everybody say fruit. The fruit abounds to your account. Okay? What you gave out of need, and it was so little probably in your sight, but God used that and caused the giving to abound in your account, which means your blessings will grow and grow and grow and multiply and multiply. As in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 38, Jesus himself said, give, everyone say give, and it'll be given to you. Good measure, say good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Overflowing, say overflowing. Will be put into your bosom, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. I like that. Can somebody say amen, please? Okay? Your account abounds. Not out of bounds. Not rebound, but abound. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody say amen, please. We hear people's check bounce. So when you give to God, your account doesn't bound. Abound. Everyone say abound. Finally, number four, I'm done with my message. Number four, you know, the fourth uniqueness of their giving. I like this. Everybody say, I like this. Like, come on, this is a generational blessing. The first three may apply to your giving, but the last one applies to the generation. It says here, Philippians, they inherited a lifetime promise from God. Say a lifetime. Now look at me, please. This is important. You know, a lifetime promise. An example of a lifetime promise is Psalms 23 verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. From age one, from the mother's womb, from right up to the age when God calls you home. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Likewise, this is a generational blessing. I have passed it down to my children. While I'm practicing it, I passed it down to the children. You know what it is? Philippians 4:19. And my God, come on, everybody say, and what the two are. What the two, not two, two are, two, right? True. My God will supply all my needs, not according to my needs. They gave out of the need. You know, what they gave out of their need became a sacrificial giving. What they gave out of the need became a giving that abounded in their account. And finally, chop, chop, chili chop. I'm chopping you with this lifetime promise. My God will supply all your need, not according to your need, but according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. And this one, come on. This is the promise that will institute the generosity of God in your life. I'm telling you, this is the promise that will break all financial bondage and curses that we're in. God uses our need to bless us beyond our need according to the riches and glory. And Proverbs 11:25 says this. Huh, I like this. A generous soul A generous soul is not one who has plenty. A generous soul is one who has enough. And out of the enough, he takes and gives out generously. Come on, somebody say amen, please. A generous soul will be what? Direct translation. Akanjari kaya. Rich. That's it. No Greek word you need that. No. And he who waters himself will be watered. Come on. Somebody say amen, please. Now, this is missions giving. Come on. Everybody say amen. Amen. Come on. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, I'm going to ask, stay where you are. I'm going to ask the most reverend to come up and give us the summary of the last 6 months. Thank God, all these years. See, they're disturbing the girl, the lady. She's an asola, please. Sir. You know what? Even at this time of difficulty, you know, our mission's giving plunged. I tell you why. But we are still in black. Black. Say black. Black. Okay. Can you come up, please? Let's appreciate her.
Good evening. Can you all see the numbers? All right. We finished 6 months of the missions giving. So I'll give you the report for January to June, okay? Next page, please. Okay, we budgeted 330,000. We actually collected 222,172. So this is 67.32%. Next. Okay, if you look at the figures, PKK received 131,737. For PKK, I think some of the church congregation, they give direct to PKK. And also when they send to us, they say it's for PKK. So that is the amount we have to give to PKK, this amount, 1317. Yeah, Pusat Kebajikan Calvary. So that is about 59% of the giving went to PKK. The other ministries we supported is the Orang Asli Slim River, 20,500. Orang Asli Johor, 24,000. Prayer Tower, 12,000. Rohingya Ministry, 15,250. And Myanmar Ministry, 13,200. These are ministries we are committed to give. So actually, a lot of the numbers have not changed. Myanmar is a local ministry. We have a Pastor Charlie that we are supporting. I'm sure most of you know him. All right, next. Our local pastor support is 12,000. So if you look at the local mission support figure, it's 228,687. So let's look at the foreign missions figure. We gave TA 32,000. Actually, we hope to give more, but this is all we could give. So president will say yes. So, yeah, yeah. Pastor Jonathan, you can stand up and wave if you want. Lah. okay, so the total payments was 260,687. Now, if you look 260 compared to 222, there was a shortfall, yeah. So we had money brought over from last year, December. Next page, please. So you see the shortfall we had was 38,515. We had balance of 38,000 from the previous figure. So we have a small leftover of 267. Still black, okay? Yeah. All right. Okay, let's look at the budget, okay, for the next 3 months. Kita tukar strategy sikit. New thing must do, right? Every time, same 6 months. Okay, wow, very supportive gang in front. You're very scary. Lah. Okay, next slide. Okay, we are still maintaining 10,000 for PKK. So that works out to 30,000. Slim River, the figure for Slim River, Johor, Slim River OA, Slim River, Johor, and then Myanmar Ministry. Correct. Okay, balik, okay? Slim River OA, 3,500. Orang Asli Johor will receive 4,000. Myanmar Ministry, 2,200. Again, the local Myanmar Ministry. Prayer Tower, we will continue to give 2,000. And Rohingya Ministry, we will give 2,500. All right? Next page, please. Foreign missions. Now this is the exciting one, okay? Pastor Jonathan, tune your ears. For TWS current projects, actually we are continuing to support the work in Timor-Leste. We have an orphanage there. We are supporting them $300 a month. All right? We have India, we are supporting $2,015 a month, okay? And then the other works we are supporting is our Sabah Hostel and our Sarawak Kindergarten. And of course, the TA admin office. So that works up to about $18,000 a month. And we hope to be able to give them $54,000 for the next 3 months from July till September. Why I say it's exciting? Because church planting is the very heartbeat of CCC, is that right? Yes, sir. So we are hoping to be able to get $73,400 for church planting, and the target country is Vietnam and the Philippines. All right? So we are, by faith, okay? We are targeting $200,000. All right, so how are we going to collect our faith pledge this time? You have received cards, right? How many of you have not received cards? Ushers behind. Cepat, cepat. Okay, if you want to give towards these missions, we have the cards. Some of you who have got it when you entered, you have got it. The rest of you who have not received it can put up your hands and our very fast ushers will come. By the way, I want to say something. Okay, don't write anything yet. Yeah, don't write anything on your card yet. Pastor Rajan will come and take the pledge. Now, this is how it's going to work. Okay, for those of you who are relatively new with us, okay, we will give you a pledge number and we will put the number behind and we'll give you your letters with your number hopefully by next week. Okay, we will not chase you for money. All right, this is between you and the Lord. And if you want to give to PKK, you still can just put the in the envelope or do online transfer. Slide, please. I think I overtook. Okay. The bank account details, if you are not sure, you can come and see me. Next. Okay, this is the PKK account. All right, if you want a tax receipt, you need to put your IC number, your IC name. You can put it in an envelope or you can bank in direct. Okay, with the reference JBE Missions. Okay? I think I'm done here. Pastor Rajan will take the pledge. Thank you.
Come on, let's appreciate her. Thank you. That's okay. Thank you for keeping us accountable. Now, church, just a short information announcement. While we were in pandemic, your giving was still very good, your missions giving. Then after pandemic, we thought we will do away with the pledge. Remember? How many of you remember? No? And we did away with the pledge. You did well for a while. After that, don't know what happened. You know? Can you imagine we just went down? Nelson said he forgot completely. So don't know what happened. So therefore, we are only asking you now either to just give one time or three consecutive giving, okay? So that we can build our missions up in these 3 months, and then we'll see where to go from there, whether we can be paperless, our pledge can be in our heart. Are you here with me? Okay, so I'm sorry we brought this back for 3 months, because the most suffering ministry is the TA ministry. All our foreign missions were suffering. And JB Church has been kind. Church has been kind to give from their general fund. Okay, so therefore, we are appealing to you with all our heart to pray first and give. If you're visiting us, don't worry. Take the card as a souvenir. Okay, but if you're not familiar with this, don't worry. This is a Calvary family affair. Okay, can I just pray with you? I'm going to pledge together with you. Let's pray first. Can we do that? Close your eyes. Father, whatever that we want to pledge, let it be from you, Lord Jesus. And while the musicians and worship team is coming up, and come on, Angie, give me the music. Father, you just speak to us, Lord. Lord, speak to us. It's not the amount. It is what you tell us to give. In the next couple of minutes, before we pen the figure down, speak to our hearts, dear Father. For some of us who are giving out of our need, Lord, let it abound to our account. Thank you, dear Father. I just declare this giving dedicated to you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless this giving in Jesus' name. Just give me 2 minutes together with you, and I'm going to pledge together with you. If it's one time, just write your name and give us your phone number. You know, in all my giving, you know what the Lord told me? Son, I want you to double your giving. And I'm going to do that. Because you know why? Because when you give to God, you don't need to be nervous. Give and it shall be given to you. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, somebody say amen, please. Okay, can we collect this, Pastor Boy? You don't see my pledge, okay? Don't churi-churi see, okay? Okay, can we stand to our feet? We are writing, you can continue to write. And just give me a chorus. God, you're good.
God, you're come on. So good.
Everybody, all over this place, God, you're good.
And God, you're so good. And God, you're so good. You're so good to me.
Come on, God, you're good.
God, you're so good. You're so good.
Come on, everybody, God, you're so good.
And God, you're so good, so good. And God, you're so good. You're so good to me.
Come on, let's declare. I am
blessed.
That's right.
I am called. I am healed. I am whole. I am saved in Jesus' name. Highly favored, anointed, filled with your power for the glory of Jesus' name. I am blessed, I am called, I am healed, I am whole, I am saved in Jesus' name. Highly favored, anointed, filled with your power for the glory of Jesus' name.
Come on, lift up your hands as we close. Say this together with me. I declare
my covering
is the blood of Jesus.
Is the blood of Jesus.
I declare
my authority
is the name of Jesus.
Is the name of Jesus.
I declare my position in life.
My position in Christ
is the word of God.
Is the word of God.
I declare the faithfulness of God.
The faithfulness of God
is my victory.
Is my victory.
I declare
the
grace
of God
is my sufficiency.
Is my sufficiency.
I declare the mercies of God
is my forgiveness.
I declare the attitude of gratitude.
The attitude of gratitude
is my attitude.
Is my attitude.
I declare
my hope
is in God.
Is in God.
I declare
my strength
is the Holy Spirit. Come on, lift your hands to Jesus all over this place. All over this place. If you're standing here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, He's calling you in love. He's calling you in love. By His love, He's drawing you. And if you're here and you do not know Jesus and you want to respond to His love, say this together with me. Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I open my heart to you.
I open my heart to you.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
From today onwards.
From today onwards.
I declare Jesus.
Jesus.
You're the Lord of my life.
You're the Lord of my life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray. Amen. Now stay where you are. Pastor Derek is going to come, and I'm going to go to the gate to welcome you. To send you off. And those of you who need to be prayed for, come to the altar. I'll come back later.
Come on, church. Why don't you lift up your hands even as we end this service? Father, we thank you for every single one that is here in this place. Even as your word is being being released, Lord, we just ask, God, that even as we pledge, even as we give, Lord, Father, we ask of you, God, that you will bless every single cheerful giver in the house. Even as we give from our need, Holy Spirit, you will bless us so much more abundantly, Lord. Lord, I declare over your people, even as they leave from this place, they are highly favored, they are deeply loved, and they are tremendously blessed. Bless your people, even as they leave, in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone say, amen, amen, amen. With this, the service is over. You may be dismissed. If you need a prayer, come forward and the pastors will be praying for you.